Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that believes there's no time like the present to learn about the past. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're talking about the time when a future U.S. president saw something he couldn't explain and actually dared to talk about it. The day was September 18th, 1973. Jimmy Carter filed a report claiming he had seen an unidentified flying object 4 years earlier. He submitted the report at the behest of the International UFO Bureau, a non-government agency based in Oklahoma City. He also sent a copy to the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, a nonprofit research group with ties to the FBI. Carter was serving as the governor of Georgia at the time he reported his sighting, and went on to become the 39th president of the United States in 1977. He never recanted his claim to have seen a UFO in Georgia, though he did make it clear in later years that he never believed it to be an alien spaceship. According to Carter's report, the sighting took place in October of 1969, though most records indicate it actually occurred 9 months earlier, on January 6th. In either case, the young politician was waiting for the start of an evening fundraising event at the Lions Club in Leary, Georgia, when he spotted a large glowing object in the sky. He said it was witnessed by between 10 to 20 other people, and that it had remained visible for about 10 minutes. As Carter put it, quote, "We were standing outside of a little restaurant, I believe a high school lunchroom, and a kind of green light appeared in the western sky. This was right after sundown. It got brighter and brighter, and then it eventually disappeared. It didn't have any solid substance to it. It was just a very peculiar-looking light. None of us could understand what it was." Carter went on to say that this massless, self-luminous object appeared to be about the same size and brightness as the full moon, and that it cycled through a series of colors. "The object hovered about 30 degrees above the horizon," he wrote, "and moved in toward the Earth and away before disappearing into the distance." Carter didn't submit a formal report of the sighting until 1973, but he was able to recount the event in vivid detail because he had brought a tape recorder with him that night and had asked some of the witnesses to describe what they'd seen. He didn't give much thought to the incident during his time as Georgia's governor, but as you might expect, he was asked about it during his 1976 presidential campaign. "It was the darndest thing I've ever seen," he told reporters. "One thing's for sure, I'll never make fun of people who say they've seen unidentified objects in the sky. If I become president, I'll make every piece of information this country has about UFO sightings available to the public and the scientists." Of course, Jimmy Carter did go on to win the presidency, but he never followed through on that pledge. Although he assured the public there was no government cover-up of UFOs or extraterrestrial visits, he stopped short of releasing official documents on the subject, claiming that they had defense implications which could pose a threat to national security. Carter remained resolute throughout his presidency and beyond that whatever he saw in 1969, it was not an alien spacecraft. When asked about the sighting in 2007, Carter said, quote, "It was unidentified as far as we were concerned, but I think it's impossible, in my opinion, some people disagree, to have space people from other planets or other stars come to us. I don't think that's possible." Nonetheless, speculation still abounds as to what the president really saw that night in Georgia. Some investigators thought he may have seen the planet Venus, which would have been highly visible in that part of the sky on that night. However, Carter shot down the notion, saying that as an amateur astronomer, he would have been able to identify Venus if that's what he had seen. A more recent and much more likely explanation was put forward by physics professor Carl Geer Justice. According to him, what Carter actually witnessed was a barium tracer cloud. In the 1960s and 70s, Justice worked on an Air Force-sponsored project that studied the upper atmosphere by releasing glowing chemical clouds into the sky. Those chemical clouds, typically composed of sodium and barium, were produced by rockets launched from a range in Florida, and on a dark, clear night, they would have been visible from ground level, even in Leary, Georgia. In 2020, Dr. Justice submitted a report on high-altitude barium release clouds to the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library, and at the time of recording, his account is considered the most plausible explanation for what Carter saw. A presidential sighting of a glowing chemical cloud isn't quite as gripping as little green men from Mars, but as far as political footnotes go, it's still a pretty good one. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider keeping up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can get in touch directly by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.